Yo. We back up in this motherfucker.
Hey, yo, what it is, man? What's good? We back up in here. Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes.
Episode 3.
Tres. That's how you say it in Spanish? Tres.
Tres. Tres. It's your man, DFNS, the God Bopper, the original Bop God.
Yo, it's your man, Q Bevs, and the check-in TNA player. And I'm here.
You already know. We had to bring this motherfucker out.
Man,
Get off your phone, bro. He's talking about us, but he on his phone and shit.
Yo, man.
Introduce yourself, niggas.
This nigga's crazy. Right. Y'all niggas supposed to be introducing the God. But it's all good, though.
We gave the platform to you.
We gave you the red carpet.
Nah, man, you already know B. It used to be L-I-T-E. Mm-hmm. But now it's N-I-V-E. Right. Put 2 K's on that motherfucker.
Two K's in the bitch, nigga.
You know what I mean? It's Nevek in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
But known as Kev Light. You know what I mean? Formerly known as and shit like that. It's my first, you know what I mean?
AKA
the best. Yeah, It's my first time, you know, being this person, talking to my niggas, you know.
Yeah, that's what it is.
On the first podcast. In their careers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure, though.
And first season, I mean. I'm sorry. That's what I really mean. First season.
We're going to be here for a long
season,
time,
man. Yeah. It's going to be one long-ass season, man. Yeah. Big facts.
I'm digging.
We're going to conquer it all. But I ain't going to front. Mm-hmm. My man, Kev Lizite. I mean, Nevek. My fault. Nevek.
Yeah. Nevek. You know.
Nevek, the rock star. Mm-hmm. The legend. The icon. You know what I'm saying? Like, you...
Appreciate it, bro.
You're a different guy, so...
Yeah. Big facts.
Good looking. You know, I
don't know where to start. Like, I don't even know how to even ask you right now. Like, because every time I see you, you're always doing some dumb shit. Crowd surfing on the crowd. Fucking...
He encouraging niggas to turn up on some Travis Scott shit.
Yo, hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Yo, because you know what it is?
What?
Like in reality, you know people really want to do that shit, but they ain't too scared. Yeah, they too scared.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They ain't got the place to do it. You know what I mean? Niggas is working 9 to 5s. Then they finally go out one night, and then they just stiff bones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, nah, nigga, you better loosen the fuck up. And
yeah,
turn the
so
fuck
that's
up.
Why you get the rage.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean? So, like, when I, man, you know... When I go to these spots or, you know what I mean? I just try to look for a good fucking time anywhere, every day. You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
Just in case, you know?
Yeah.
You know, niggas is up out of here, you know what I mean? So, that's all that be on my mind, you know what I mean?
Yo, son, the last time I caught up with you, you was actually performing with Ty Wiz, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, where's that location at again?
Thorn 51?
Black Thorn. So I was there. I seen y'all niggas was turning up and shit. Yeah. You feel me?
Hey, you know what I mean? Homie brought me out. You know what I mean? That's the broski shit. You know, had to do the honors. You know what I mean? Honestly, you know.
You turned that motherfucking shit up. Like, you turned that shit up, bro.
I tried, bro.
You turned that shit up. Yo, I had clips. I'm like, nah, this guy's an animal, God. You know what I'm saying? Knocking shit down and shit.
Yeah, man.
So, like, people want to know, like, they want to get familiar, like, when did you decide to change the Kev Light into Nevek?
Yeah, nigga, because I remember, nigga, I went on the gram one day, and I seen Nevek, and I was just like, that's probably one of Kev's little, I don't know, he always got some thing he be doing on the gram or whatever and still like that with himself. Yeah. He always promoting himself, but in some fashionable way.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was
a
name
change. I thought it was a record
label. Yeah. I didn't know it was a name change. That's one thing I will say. But when I found out it was that through the video, I found out through that video and shit, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, he really serious.
So you really, you really put yourself in that lane now with that name for real. Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty much like, the Kev Light shit, everybody know.
Yeah.
Niggas who have known me to be Kev Light, right? That shit started like in middle school. So
yeah, that sound like some old shit.
Yeah, you know, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I can't carry that on, you know what I mean, 10 more years. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was, you know what I mean? Like, I did enough with it. Mm-hmm. 2012, you know what I mean? That's when I got on, like, I think it was 2012, 2013. You know what I mean? Really started going full force with the rap shit.
Yeah.
You know, let the heart speak or whatever. Shit.
Shout out to that.
Yeah, you know, the world star shit, all of that, and whatever. Mm-hmm. Was really pushing Kev Light, but I ain't gonna front. In the back of my mind, the whole time, I was like, yo, I don't know, like, if I should keep this name. Like, I don't, it like, I felt like I outgrew it.
The name you know? Kev Light sounds childish.
Yeah, it was immature. Yeah, exactly. It was immature.
Kev Light, Kev Light.
Exactly. And that kind of shit. And I don't want to get that response from people. I mean, I know I'm going to only get it from New York. People,
yeah, of course.
People right. That was in that
we
generation.
Came up in that shit.
People exactly. That was in that generation with us and shit
real
like that.
Know.
But, you know what I mean? I was like, nah, man. That's some shit that I grew out of. So, boom. I'm just in the crib. I'm thinking of mad names, but I didn't, like nothing was really, like, touching me at all. Like, I mind you, I wasn't even thinking of no outrageous shit. It was just more so, like what is gonna, like, spark somebody's attention when they see the name.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. more so just seeing it. I didn't even care how it sounded. I just wanted to know how a person
You wanted a different image for yourself.
Yeah.
Well, for your new self.
Of course, yeah. Of course. And with that, of course, you got to have a name first. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
An interesting name. So, mm-hmm. Boom. I literally just turned around Kevin, my nigga. Just like that. Added another K. It's nothing, you know, no special spirit, you know, spiritual, whatever motherfuckers be trying to say about their names and all this, like, trying to, you know what I mean? No, it was literally just like, yo, I'm going to turn this name backwards. Kevin.
But you know what's crazy? Like, when you turn the whole name backwards, mm-hmm. My first look at it is like, yo, is this a record label? I thought it was a record label. Yeah. I thought it was like something you trying to trend for the fashion, or I don't know what type of lane you was going to.
Self-made type
but
shit.
But when I really had that one-on-one conversation with you, you was on something like, yo, this is what I wanted to do because, you know, I don't want people to look at me like I'm Kev Light. I'm not no joke. I'm a real artist.
Exactly.
You feel me? I really go hard for this shit.
Exactly.
So you really, you know what I'm saying? You really be doing your thing with that shit.
Exactly.
And you really trying to branch out, let the people know, like, yo, yeah, my name is Kev Light. You might know me as Kev Light, but now I'm this bigger star.
Yeah.
Named the Vet.
Yeah.
Front line.
Exactly. And I it was just the things that came with Kev Light. It, like we was talking, it was the whole getting light shit. You know what I mean? And then light.
That's
just
that New York mentality.
Like, don't take me lightly. Like, you know what I mean?
I just felt
like, yeah, you know what I mean? I was like, yo, you know what? Nah, son, it's cool for my niggas to call me this shit, but the world ain't gonna call me that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm bringing some shit to them.
That's the same thing I feel about DF Finesse and DZ. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas know me as DZ, but the world just gotta know DF Finesse.
Exactly.
Because you know what I'm saying? Because that's the artistic side.
Exactly.
You know
exactly. That's
although it's branded in the rapping, you know what I'm saying? I just gotta. It's gonna be too much for niggas, you know what I'm saying? Is he DZ, DF Finesse? Like,
yeah.
My niggas know me as DZ.
Yeah.
But y'all know me as DF Finesse, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Call me DZ or whatever, but just know as DF Finesse.
Exactly.
Like, I know you Kev Light,
mm-hmm.
but when you get on the track or you on the visuals, you in the mm-hmm. streets out there, you in the Vec.
Yeah.
And niggas got no choice but to respect that shit.
Fact. Exactly. See?
Yeah.
Straight like that, bro.
It's straight solid like with it, though.
Straight solid.
Exactly.
Bro.
Real niggas know, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that goes against the grain and try to question that or,
mm-hmm.
or to test it is like, what's wrong with you?
Exactly.
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 I was like, yo, man, fuck this.
It's mathematics.
And mind you, it wasn't even like no preparing nobody. Fuck it, nigga. Change.
I told you, nigga, I woke up to that shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, I don't, you know, that's the key thing, my nigga. You don't work on nobody else's time but your own. You know what I mean? So, it's straight, look, nigga, if I feel like doing this, I'm going to do it.
Exactly.
Oh, well. Hello. Wake up. Like, you know what I mean? Real talk.
You are now listening to the Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes podcast. Q Bevs, DF Finesse, and our special guest, our first guest on here, Nevek, better known as Kev Light.
Your main nigga, Nevek, man.
The rock star, the icon, the legend.
The legend.
The fucking god. Yo, yeah. I'm not gonna lie, you are really a god, bro. Like, I'm a fan. Like, I'm really a fan, bro. Like,
because you're my brother.
Nah, not besides. I'm, not besides.
Nah, but it ain't because of that, but yeah. You know what I mean?
Not because of, you know, you're my brother or I'm your manager, but yo, bro.
Yeah.
You really that nigga, my nigga. Like, I could see you in 15 years, 30 years. You be in this game for a long time, bro.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these niggas out there don't do what you do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're really creative and you put your dreams to work, bro. You make it become, like, into light.
Facts.
Bring it to the game. Exactly. But now, I got a couple questions.
All right, but it is.
So, shit, these are my personal questions.
All right.
Well, people want to know, well, this is the people. The people want to know these questions. People want to know, like, would you say you created your own genre?
I mean, yeah, definitely. I definitely did because, I mean, it's so easy as far as being an artist and not even, yeah, more so being an artist, but being a versatile artist, being somebody that can, like, adapt to a certain sound. But it's one thing to adapt to a certain sound, but then to actually form sounds and, like basically what I'm inspired by. That's basically what I'm trying to say. Everything that I was inspired by, I pretty much just put it in a pot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mix that, and that's pretty much who Nevek is now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, the electro wave is, like, something that just, like, you know what I mean? It just captures my mind like a motherfucker. Electro, pop, some rap, you know what I mean? Mixed with some R&B, probably. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what my shit is. Like, all of that boiled into one.
So, you know what I mean? You mean to tell me you're basically an all-around player?
All around. All
right, so all around. Would you do a reggae track? Like, would you do something with reggae?
You know what?
Since you say you're an all-around player, so I, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure you out.
I mean, you know what? It got to sound right. It got to sound right. Because I ain't going to front. First of all, like, I mean, I don't mean to be, like, so mainstream, but my favorite sort of reggae artist was Sean Paul, my nigga. But it was because his shit had, like, the electric sonics to his shit. You know what I mean? Like, that album, Trinity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bro, I literally went to Walmart and bought that shit.
Word?
Yeah, I lie to you not.
Son. I had that shit, too.
I really bought that shit. Like, just, yo, it was ridiculous how, like, it was like, yo, I still want to know who the fuck produced most of them songs because them shits is crazy, bro. Like, the sound. The sound. Like, electric sounds, like, just synth. Bass and shit like that. That shit just like it's my thing, bro. My thing. So when I heard that in his shit, like it was immediate. You know what I mean? Just immediate attraction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like that. You know. So yeah, I mean that's what I'm saying. As far as reggae, it'll have to be on some type of shit like that. Like I'll have to get one of them producers from that album.
Yeah.
And we'll work some shit up like that. You know what I mean? Real talk. All
right. So we're gonna look forward into a Nevek reggae album.
I'll probably try to do it. Like if niggas try to throw me a feature. Yeah, hopefully I might fuck with it.
The beat right?
Yeah, the beat, it's all about the beat, number one. You know what I mean?
If the sound is right, you get on it.
Yeah,
you know
exactly. What I'm saying? That's a fact.
If it ain't perfect.
I know I'm going to do a lot of turning down in this game.
Nah, that's.
I'm going to do a lot of turning down.
Yo, niggas is going to hate us, bro.
For real.
I know niggas is going to hate me for a fact because, like, I'm not just going to yes you because you think it's going to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, people, like, I be watching Empire and shit like that, and niggas be bringing tracks to niggas within 5 seconds in hand of that shit.
Oh, yeah.
This is it.
That's crazy.
This is it. What?
That's it. But of course, that's the show.
I mean, yeah,
shit.
Like.
You know what I mean?
But that's the example of what's going on and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? They try to throw some shit up on you and just be like, yo, come on, this is going to go.
This
like,
is the next one. No,
this
nigga.
Is it. We got the like, people waiting for that. Like, nah, dog. I work on my time. Got my own shit.
Exactly. Cause that's the thing I care about the most is my brand identity. You know what I mean? If it don't connect with my shit, and I know my fans ain't gonna really rock with this shit too much. You know what I mean?
Miss me with it.
And if I don't rock with it from the beginning, it's just over with. You know what I mean? I don't care about that bag. I don't care about what the fuck y'all niggas is offering. Like, I can pay them bills. It's nothing. You know what I mean? I could sell some merch and still get that. You know what I mean? Whatever. Like, you know what I mean? These niggas is crazy. Doing it, you know what I mean?
So, most of the songs you put out,
yeah,
it always states a message.
Definitely.
Which song that you have, which song that you actually put out that sends a direct message to yourself?
Well,
It gotta all be right. A joint that really taught you a lesson. Like, damn, like,
I. See, you know what's crazy? Like, I mean, yeah.
Cause you think about it, you put out mad tracks.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah. I had to say,
just name one.
Fuck. I don't want to say Let the Heart Speak, man. I want to say my unreleased shit that I'm about to put out that we probably about to talk about soon.
Yeah,
but we're gonna get into that. But yeah, even before that, before that shit,
because we could
not
tell
everything.
You.
That's the thing. Everything had a message to it, and I loved it, but it was okay to me. You know what I mean?
This is where I got you stuck.
Yeah, you got me stuck. You know what I mean? Everything really has a message to it.
Yeah.
But the joint, like, I got coming right now, you know what I mean? That is the one where I feel the message way more. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Within myself, I feel it.
So
way
you
more.
Feel like, you know, the new tracks that's gonna be out soon,
yeah,
is gonna deliver more messages.
Yeah.
So you can acknowledge them.
Yeah, cause yo, honestly, Nevek was just exploring. I mean, I'm sorry, Kev Lake was just exploring. You know what I mean?
Touching the waters.
Nevek know what the fuck he want.
Kev Lake touched the water, Nevek's swimming now.
Yeah, he's swimming. He's swimming. Yeah. He's swimming, bro. Like, on some real shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hot, man.
Now.
It ain't a game being played over this motherfucker.
You know my thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
I've known you for all these years, and I listen to all your music from Kev Light to Nevek shit,
yeah.
Nevek shit to Kev Light shit.
Yeah.
My problem is, like, which one is my favorite? Which one is your favorite?
Ah, that's a good one. I ain't going front. He hit you with it.
Nah, yo, what's crazy, yo.
Matter of fact, give me your favorite Kev Light song.
Oh, favorite Kev Light song.
Give me your favorite Kev Light song because I know you new into this Nevek world.
Yeah, I got you.
And you got much more hell to rain on these niggas before you can even give me your favorite Nevek joint.
Got you.
So,
got
yeah,
you.
Kev Light joint.
Favorite Kev Light joint. Touch. Number 5 on the VCR. Yeah.
That was my shit.
Taking it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know about that shit.
Bro.
Yeah. Oh, you don't even got the joint up no more.
Oh. I mean, yo, we can find some way. You know what I mean? We can log into some shit like that.
Damn,
I got you.
Son.
I got you.
That was my shit, son.
Real talk. I got all right,
speaking of VCR, son.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Before we get into VCR, let's talk about
Divine.
Wait, hold on, real quick. We go proing?
Nah.
Oh, we ain't go proing? Alright.
Nah.
And the music stop. Nah, let's go.
Yeah, what up?
What you say?
Let's talk about the discography. We gonna talk about the defining moment.
Okay. Oh shit.
Whatever.
Damn. He going
Divine.
Wow.
That led to this VCR, this vision that was in control.
Yeah.
This vision control
the
route. You
yes,
know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
I need that. Yeah, let's lead me through that whole timeline.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
My fucking God, bro. All right. Divine, right? Divine Intervention, high school. You know what I mean? 12th grade.
Yeah.
Couple niggas putting out track, you know what I mean? Putting out tapes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
mm-hmm.
like, in my school type shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, everybody know Kev to rap, you know what I mean? Not really out there too much, you know what I mean? But Kev got bars, you know what I mean? Type shit.
Yeah.
I was just like, yo, fuck it. First of all, I'm already most popular nigga in this motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yo, you know what? Just slap niggas with something.
Yeah.
Boom. Let me tell you about this shit, though. This shit was wavy.
Yeah.
We basically did like a... Shout out to my nigga Preem. Supreme.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? That my son. You know what I mean? And it was one of my other sons named X. You know what I mean? Shout out to that nigga too. We basically went around the motherfucking school. I got like some covers pressed up. You feel me? Already had the track list, all that shit. Uh-huh. We going around the motherfucking school, just throwing them shits. Boom, sticking them on windows. Boom, throwing them shits in classrooms. Filthy, going crazy, nigga. Real talk.
Good promotion.
Bro, next thing you know, Kevin Jones comes to the office, yada, yada.
Oh, damn.
I mean, said my whole name, my nigga. Kevin Jones comes to the dean's office, yada, yada. I'm like,
on the loud
speaker. Everybody looked at, I'm in math, my nigga. Everybody looked at me like, oh, shit. Like, yo, what you to do? I'm like, yo, I already know what the fuck it is. And I get down there. Niggas got like at least like 10 of my shits in their hand. Ah. The dean.
Yeah.
Got like 10 of my shits in his hand. Like, see this right here? He's like, come on, see this right here? I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, yo, honestly, I wasn't trying to spread a bad message or nothing like that. He was like, no, I totally understand. He was like, but this right here is actually damaging school property. I was like,
what?
Really? How? He was like, because it's just like outside. He was like, you used to notice outside, you know, like in the street poles or whatever, you know, rappers would put they posters up.
Yeah.
He was like, why you think you don't see that no more? I couldn't even answer that. I was like, I don't know. He was like, yeah, exactly. He was like, it's illegal. What you're doing right now is illegal. I was like, oh, shit. I'm like, yo, I'm about to get suspended. Like, straight up, like, yeah, just fuck it.
He was like,
look, Kevin, we understand, all right? You're doing your music. He was like, I actually want a copy of it when you release it. I was like, word? He was like, yeah, I want to hear it. He was like, but look, all of these, if you see any around, you have to put them back, pick them up and put them in your bag. Don't have these around here no more. I was like, all right, I got you. He was like, look, you done got around enough. Your promotion is good. That's it. I was like, all right, bet. No doubt.
Shit. Fear and
boom.
Swear.
It was cool, my nigga. Boom. Yeah. The next day. I think it was the next day my shit dropped or whatever. Came with like, I want to say like 200 hard copies type shit or whatever. And the rest, I told niggas like, yo, the rest going to be on, you know what I mean? Hot new hip hop type shit.
Uh-huh.
Boom. We pull up. Now, mind you, I was doing this for the O, you feel me? Because real niggas do real things. Like, you know what I mean? I don't even got to sell my shit, my nigga. Y'all niggas is going to listen to this shit regardless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't even need y'all money, nigga. We out here. So, boom. Niggas swarm me, bro. I come up to the store, about to get a bacon, egg, and cheese, you feel me?
Yeah.
Niggas just come up. Yo, Kev, you got the tape. Yo, get the tape. I'm like, yo, hold on, my nigga, fourth period. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's when it's going down. I got you. Don't worry about that. Niggas like, all right, bet, all right. I mean, swarming me, bro. Mad niggas. I'm like, all right, bet. We get in the motherfucking school or whatever. Boom. Fourth period. Matter of fact, fourth period, it was fucking hit, my nigga. It was like second period, my nigga. It was that early. That early, son. I told niggas, meet me right in the lobby, which was the craziest thing to do, you know what I mean? Cause nigga is super swarmy. Sure enough, my nigga, that bell rang.
It was like,
everybody already there. They already there, boy. I pull up. Yo, Kev, where's that? I'm like, damn. Yo, I bet. Boom, handed one nigga, two nigga. Mind you, my sons, they got shits in their bags too. They handed them out, right?
Yeah.
So boom, next thing you know, my son. Nah, some shorty. Shorty, give me a marker.
Uh-huh.
Kev, sign this, sign. Can you sign this, Kev?
Oh, this nigga had bro, fans in high school.
No. It got super filthy. This is what I'm saying. My nigga, I signed her shit.
Yeah.
Everybody who actually got their shit and walked off came right back. Like, yo, yes, Kev, sign this shit. Yo, Kev, sign it for me. I'm still handing them shit, signing them. Yo, Kev, sign this. I'm like, yo, my son. just tripping. He looking at me like, yo, my nigga, this shit is crazy. I'm like, yo, I know, my nigga. I'm signing it, just looking at him like, yeah, son, this shit is wild.
Son didn't even have his signature.
Nigga, bro, I mean, I finessed that shit. I'm a script type nigga. You know what I mean? I be writing a script. I only writing script type shit. You know what I mean? So, boom, my nigga. That, you know what I mean? After that, son, shit was just booming, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? Everybody went on Facebook or whatever. You know what I mean? Downloaded my shit off of the Hot New Hip Hop or whatever. Fuck Hot New Hip Hop, as a matter of fact, because them niggas dropped my shit.
Hell yeah, they dropped my shit.
Yeah, they dropped
everybody's
shit. Yeah, you know, some fuck niggas. Yo,
suck my dick.
OD, you know what I mean?
It took down my dead president too, son.
Word?
See?
Yeah.
Yo,
see?
Hot New Hip Hop, so, fuck you.
Fuck Hot New Hip Hop, bro.
Fuck Hot New Hip Hop.
Fuck y'all niggas. Y'all niggas is hoes.
Suck my dick.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but yeah, man.
Fucking vultures.
Fuck y'all niggas, man.
You know what I mean?
But wait, so, hold on. That was the whatever tape?
No. That's Divine Intervention.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm like, hold on. Divine Intervention was in high school, bro?
Defining Moment. Hell yeah. Wow.
Defining Moment. Oh, okay.
Defining Moment.
Nah, because he had
nigga
to be
said
fucked
I
up.
Because I ain't going to front. Like, I basically, I took Obama. Like, I was looking like Obama on this shit. Pretty much.
What? Yeah, I remember the artwork.
Yeah,
like,
you know what I mean? Yeah.
Looking like some
but that was really me. Niggas thought like I chopped off his head and put my body on it. Nah, I was really, I went to my son crib, you know what I mean? He took a picture of me type shit, yeah. You know what I mean? With a good cam.
That put the work.
Yeah, my nigga, I had on his clothes, like his suit and shit like that. I was dead ass, my nigga. He just put the background behind me. It looked like mad people and shit. But yeah, my nigga, boom. All right, so that's done. Couple years, like a year or two later, whatever, you know what I mean? The whatever shit, that was pretty much just music that I just had, like, I was making mad shit.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yo, you know what, I gotta throw something out, like, I can't just be sitting here. That was at the time, though, when, alright, I'm gonna get to that. But anyway, toss that shit out, that shit did whatever it did, cause it was the whatever. I didn't even give a fuck too much, you know what I mean?
But fast it just forward. Gave you, it continued your base.
Exactly. Fast forward to Divine.
Yeah.
You feel me? The Divine's fine. You know what I mean?
This is the wave that we've been looking for.
You know what I mean? That shit, man. Yo, I don't even know where to start. Where do I start, son?
Yeah, just tell me how it was,
right,
bro.
Boom. All right. First of all, what made that shit was pretty much stepping foot in the place we at right now. Oh, you know what I mean? Shouts out to my nigga DF and S. You feel me?
My motherfucking nigga, man.
Let's keep it 1,000. Alright? Real talk. Yeah. Man, all my niggas, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They was my niggas before we even knew they was my niggas, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a
straight
fact.
Up like that, you know what I mean? And yeah, my nigga, like, yo, honestly, it was that inspiration. That motivation, you know what I mean? In here, bro, it was so much vibes going on. It was like, yo, niggas couldn't not focus on actually, like, trying to make some type of impact, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yo, because that's the thing. It was a collective of us at that time, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So everybody was like, yo, like, the energy was just so good, son, that, like, it was like, yo, fuck it, my nigga. You go, he go. You know what I mean? Let's just all throw shit out, like, for real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that shit went good. Like, honestly, that was a good fucking time, son. Like, OD. What was that, 2013?
Yeah,
or some shit?
2013,
yeah.
2014.
What, nigga? You know what I mean? G.O.D. dropped first. D.O.D. dropped first, right?
Nah, that dropped in like 2012.
2012?
That dropped the start of it.
It was the start.
That dropped the whole year.
Because that's
how
I met him.
Hold on. That was the start of it. That's what
it was a whole year before we met?
That was a whole year before we officially met.
Look, remember, that was the start of it.
And that shit was timeless.
That was the start of it because he already did that shit going towards like next year. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So he was already in the cut. DZ was already in the cut.
Yeah.
Everybody was just doing their thing while DZ just watching everybody and promoting everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he dropped last year.
Yeah.
So 2013, it was just y'all.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I skipped some shit.
What?
Forgot about Let the Heart Speak and World Star.
Because that was
before Divine Intervention.
That was before Divine. Yeah, definitely.
Boom. Let me tell you about this shit. This shit was crazy. All right, boom. I was working at like BJ's type shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Shout out to my son, Jesus. Pretty much, he shot that video for me type shit. Mind you, my nigga, I was getting like what $790 an hour type shit.
Yeah.
My nigga, I was saving all that bread, bro. I bought a MacBook, a Nikon. Oh yeah, I'm gonna tell you how much I bought that shit for. And something else.
And I bought some equipment. How much working you had to do to get all that?
Yeah, bro. You know what's crazy? I was getting paid weekly, right?
Yeah. How much you were spending?
Oh, this is how I got it. This is the crazy part. Uh-huh. All right. I think it was the MacBook, right? Yeah, because I bought the camera first. That was on me. That was like three and some change, right?
Okay.
So I'm saving up again. I'm trying to get the MacBook now.
All
right. Right? Wait, what did I just say? The MacBook or the camera? The MacBook. I bought the camera first.
Yeah, the camera. Okay,
I'm sorry.
Trying to get the Mac.
All right, got you. Yeah. So now I'm about to get the MacBook.
Okay.
Boom. Now, mind you, I was doing the door type shit, checking niggas out, pretty much.
Yeah.
This last customer, some Jew nigga, right? Mm. He walks out. He got kids with him, all that shit. He walks out.
Okay.
He's all the way. Now, mind you, it was kind of in the mall, too. The BJ's was in the mall type shit. So he's all the way at the fucking door in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
I just so happened to turn my head. I'm looking on the floor. It's like shit sprinkled on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Not shit, but like something on the floor. I woke up to this shit. Bro, I'm talking about like 10 20s. You know what I mean?
What?
My nigga like a couple hundreds in it. You know what I mean? The nigga dropped the bag, bro.
Oh.
He dropped the bag. What? Damn. Nigga, I scooped that shit right the fuck up. And it was a Metro card with it.
This
nigga must have had a hole in his pocket, my nigga. Sheesh. I lie to you not, bro. I picked that shit up. I was like, oh my God. Let me hurry up and bring this fucking... it was like a gate type shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, let me hurry up and bring this fucking gate down for this nigga come back and look for his money. Nigga, that shit closed. Boom. That was it, my nigga. I was out of there, counted that shit up. 400 waves. Nigga,
wow.
something like that. Something like that. Or 600. It was crazy. It was crazy, my nigga.
But
it was
a definitely nice boosted up your whole.
My nigga, I went on.
Account.
Yeah.
You got
so
that
right after that, yeah, went straight to eBay. Saw a Mac for like 610, my nigga.
It was lit.
610. It was yo. It was.
Is that the same MacBook that you got right
same
now?
Same MacBook I got right
damn,
now. Still to this day.
You a lucky
610,
nigga,
my nigga. I paid. I'll never forget that shit, bro. And mind you, I was already saving bread, so I was super up. Like, nigga, I was already out of rack and some change. I'm like, what? Cash that. Boom. Got that shit. Then boom. That's when, all right, so fast forwarding. We shot Let the Heart Speak or whatever. I edited the whole shit, of course, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Boom. So I'm like, yo, fuck that, son. We got to get this shit on the star somewhere.
Yeah.
Email it, because I remember one of my sons told me, like, yo, my nigga, you just got to keep on emailing these niggas. Eventually, they going to do something with it, or they going to dub you. It's either one.
Yeah.
Email. I mean, every single day, my nigga. So one day, I got some type of confirmation type shit, talking about your video is going to be listed, yada, yada, within the next 3 weeks. I'm like, maybe this they just saying this shit just didn't have me stop emailing, my nigga. Now mind you, some nigga was fake managing me at this time, right? Some white boy from North Carolina. It wasn't even like no real managing shit. It was just like, yo, my nigga, alright, just hold it down. Like, you know what I mean? Try to finesse how you could, you know what I mean? For a nigga or whatever. And then we'll talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this nigga actually came all the way out here. Came out here, took a flight out here. Nigga was right by me in Long Beach type shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm like, all right, bet. So I link with him. We chopping it up and shit. Nigga was a weirdo. I ain't even going front. I felt kind of weird around this nigga. I was like, yo, all right, my nigga. This nigga was like smoking bogeys all day. Like, weird nigga, son.
Yeah.
That's side shit. But anyway. So we just macking or whatever. We just like talking about music and shit like that. So I just so happened to go on the star. I'm scrolling down. Right there, my nigga.
Let the heart speak.
I was like, oh, shit.
Did you want a tear?
Bro, I was just, nah. Because, like, you know what I mean?
Just making it
on. I was just like, damn, son.
And even though we talked about this shit already, Worldstar is coming to MTV2, ladies and gentlemen. God damn. That shit is fucking crazy. It's
coming on MTV2.
But back to what you were saying, though. Hell yeah. I just had to keep putting that shit out there.
Nah, God, he got it.
That shit is fucking crazy.
All that day. Shit is insane.
All day.
In my 23 years of living, I never thought I'd see some shit like that.
Exactly. Like, but yo, that was such the hype about it, son, because at that time, Worldstar was so popping.
It was powerful, bro.
Bro, Worldstar is Shade Room. Well, at that time, it was Shade Room, Academics.
Academics,
everything, everything that you could think of, my nigga. That like Academics got his wave off of Worldstar. You know what I mean? Because they was uploading his videos and shit. So my nigga, Worldstar was really everything.
It was a come up for a lot of these artists. For real,
yeah. If you was on Worldstar, bro, that shit was in. That shit mattered at that time, bro. Like now, it's like, oh, okay, he's on Worldstar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of is like that now, but at that time, bro. It's like, you on fucking Worldstar, son?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, nigga, I'm on Worldstar.
Like, that's a big stepping stone. That's almost a stepping stone to getting signed, nigga.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, basically. Yo, because I definitely got... Yo, first of all, the comments, nothing but positive. It was like two motherfuckers that said something stupid. And it was stupid. You know what I mean? One of them I did understood. The nigga was like how like I was kind of like monotone on this shit. Which I understood. I did keep the same type of feel to it. But at the same time, yeah. Yeah,
I fucked with it, bro.
Yeah, exactly. At the same time, I was like, nigga, you gotta read through the lines, man. Like, listen to the message, nigga. Fuck all of that. Like, you know what I mean? I'm still hitting you.
But, now, this is Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes podcast. Ubez, DFNS.
We got Nevec with us.
Yeah.
We got Nevec in here with us, you know
what
I'm saying?
Better known as Kev motherfucking Light.
Yes, yo, sir. But... Now, getting back to the Divine Intervention thing, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We still on the discography, y'all.
Yeah, we still on the topic. It was really, like, it was really impactful. Like, blah, 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 blah. Damn, like...
Impactful, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, hold on. Like, you gotta understand, like, this project alone, it was so much... Too many definitions to describe it. Like, it was impeccable, mm-hmm. amazing, awesome, mm-hmm. gnarly, fucking wicked.
Radical,
yeah. Fucking cool, man. Like, yeah. That shit was fucking dope. Man. It was fucking
already
dope.
Know. I already told
influenced
you.
My life, bro. That shit influenced my life. When I was in AC, living that lifestyle that you dreamed of. Yeah. I lived it, bro. Because of your music. I was like, let me go to Atlantic City and go to the Taj Mahal.
Mm-hmm.
Bump some mosh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Filthy.
Yo,
filthy.
Remember
that was one of my favorite songs.
Remember that combo we had? I was telling you how Divine Intervention was your G.O.D.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
That was your shit right
absolutely.
There, man. Because
that's an absolute fact.
Real talk, man.
Definitely.
So,
man. And, yeah, guy.
Like... You still want to talk about this Divine?
Oh, yeah. I bet, yeah. Like I said, at that time, it was the... Yeah, go ahead.
I still remember the first time Kev came through and played the Rough Copy for me, too.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Damn, the Rough Copy
that
has
feels,
the Rough Copy has some stupid fire on
hell
it. You
know
what I'm saying?
Shits that didn't even make it.
Hell, yeah.
I don't even know where them shits is at no more. I'm tight. You know what I mean? It's a couple of jokes.
I'm mad at
going.
You too, nigga. Shit.
It's all hood though. So boom. What was it? Oh yeah. So it was basically, you know, our collective, you know what I mean, at that time and shit.
Yeah.
And yo, my nigga, that shit just inspired me, bro. I'm trying to think, when did I put it out? Like November-ish or something like that?
December
or some shit, right? Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Yo, what filthy, bro. That shit. Doing on what? That Piff.
That Piff. That Yo, Piff. If you go on that Piff right now, type in Kev Light, Divine Intervention. It's still there, still doing numbers, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's still doing numbers.
Yes, sir. You know for saying? The loyals.
So if y'all really trying to listen to some Kev Light, I advise you to go on thatpiff.com, type in Kev Light, Divine Intervention, right now, after this podcast.
Yeah.
Just go do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
One time for the one time is.
Exactly.
Oh.
And
go ahead.
Yeah, so what I did, after that I did that headliner show. Remember that shit, y'all niggas?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What is it, Black Pyramid?
Pyramid. Some shit like that, yeah.
Club Pyramid. Oh, Club Pyramid. Pyramid.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And that shit was filthy.
What? That was the time?
That shit was
That was
filthy.
Like 2013?
You know what I mean?
Right? 2013? Nah, that was...
Yeah, that was 13 still.
Nah, it was 14.
That was 14?
It was 14.
I don't even remember 14. Like
nah,
that.
We was on that stage. We was wilding.
Nah, it was 14.
That shit was lit, bro.
That was, bro. It was.
You know what I mean? Had everybody eat. You feel me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It was only right. It was only right. You know what I mean?
Up. It can't get no filthier than that.
It can't get no filthier than that. You know what I mean? And then boom.
Yeah.
We move on to motherfucking VCR. Now, VCR was something, son.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
Now, I got you.
Guy, help me down.
So now, with VCR, it's like, you mastered the Divine Intervention, right? Yeah. And it was that last track that gave you that little taste of going to VCR.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was like, we already was prepared for that, but we wasn't ready for the impact.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't know VCR was going to sound different. Yeah. We didn't know VCR, you're going to harmonize some of the songs. We didn't know you was going to start singing.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a curveball, basically.
Yeah.
So when did you decide to switch your style up?
Bro, I always was like a melody type of nigga, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the bliss.
You know what I mean?
Hit the weed.
I was always a melody. Melodies, bro. Melodies is like my shit, bro. Like OD. Yeah. I mean, I have a love for pop, like, since forever, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and the sound that I got now, like, period. You know what I mean? I always had a love for it, you know what I mean? But I would say I was in a bubble, you know what I mean? I was in a bubble as far as with a little bit of most of Divine Intervention. Mm-hmm. I was in a bubble, you know what I mean? I was just doing what was, you know, what I thought would probably work and shit. With Divine, I was kind of still feeling that way too, but I was still doing me at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then VCR was really like, nah, I'm following what the fuck I believe in. You know what I mean? That's just it, you know?
Yeah.
So, I was like, at that time, I was like heavily influenced by like, I would say, like the Toro Wamoe, you know what I mean? Some of trap shit.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was listening to so much, bro. Daft Punk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I was just in that shit. Like, you know what I mean?
No, 14 was like a year for a lot of them type of vibes. Like, real talk.
Yeah,
I got you,
OD. Bro. OD. Wait, this shit don't work? Yeah, OD. So I was like, yo, my nigga. I got it. Like, and then... My fault. We lighting a bliff real quick.
Yeah, hit that. Mm.
Sorry, guys. Let's give me a second real quick. Two pulls.
Nigga, again. We'll be right back after these bliffs.
After the smoke break.
Yeah.
Alright, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
So, boom. Alright, VCR. Alright, so... I was heavily influenced by all them shits, right? So.
Yeah.
And that was at the time, you know what I mean, when I met Wiz and shit like that. So I was kind of like, yo, you know what? And mind you, at that time, that's when I made Night in Japan was probably the first song I made pertaining to actually go on that road to VCR.
It was.
You know what I mean? Yo, bro, I made that shit in the crib.
Yeah.
And all credits to Lil B, because if Lil B ain't do his stupid shit, his shit ain't stupid. It's just him. You know what I mean? But if he ain't do what he did to it or whatever, like, I wouldn't have never found that shit. I wouldn't have never knew. Like, is it safe? No. I wouldn't even say that Lil B started VCR, but he influenced me.
Yeah, you can say
he influenced me a bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I heard that shit and I was like, yo, this beat is what the fuck I've been looking for. You know what I mean? Like, to really do my shit, my crossover. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And crossing over ain't a bad thing at all.
No, never.
You know what I mean?
It's just experimenting new things.
Exactly.
That's basically what it is.
Exactly. And especially if you're going to take it to the rack, nigga. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So, crossover if you want to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just make sure you finish. So, that's exactly what I did, my nigga. Boom. After that, I did... I don't know. I was just lining up, my nigga. But I was listening to Toro by Moe's album, right?
Yeah.
And that... My favorite song on there is Touch. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? On my tape. And... That's the song on they shit or whatever. So I pretty much did, you know, my remake of it or whatever. But what's crazy is, most of that, like when you listen to his actual song to it or whatever, he left all of that shit blank, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
So as I'm listening to the song, I'm already doing my own shit to it, and then I hear him start singing. I'm like, my nigga, you just let Mad Beat rock. Nah, I could take this shit. Duplicate, you feel me? And then have you sing at the... Nah, let me do this
shit. That's the thing, man.
Boom. You know what I mean? Did it. Boom. Jumped on that. I was like number five or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, everything else I was just making with them. But that shit. You feel me? I'm looking to my right neck right now, you know what I mean? Because this guy was the reason for that shit. And that was the last song on there to really finish niggas off and get niggas ready for the vet. You feel me?
You talking about D-Trilla.
I'm talking about... Nah. Wait, who was that? That was Trill Smith that made that.
That was Trill Smith, man.
Yo, I'm a... All right, because boom. For my... You know what I mean? For my core out there and shit, I'm going to put up a master version of VCR or whatever on that piff, right? That's going up. So y'all can actually hit, you know what I mean? I took it off of SoundCloud or whatever, but I'm going to put it on that piff hook. Matter of fact, I might put it back on SoundCloud, but it's going to be a remastered version, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Got you. I saw you. We're going to let y'all know now, all right? Pretty much, me DF and S.
Oh,
you know what I mean? God. Me DF and S is doing something, you know what I mean? That's just going to shock y'all, you know what I mean? It's going to kill. It's going to drill.
Don't leave nothing out.
I'm going to just tell y'all.
We right here.
It's called Turn Your TVs Off. You feel me? The EP.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
When is that coming out?
Now y'all gotta chill on that one. You know what I mean?
You can't rush greatness. You can't rush a classic.
You feel me?
I'm not with that.
You can't do it.
How you not gonna put me on about some shit like this? And how you come on our podcast bringing up this Turn Your TVs Off?
Nah, fuck this. We've been in the bag.
I can't wait till I can get my own interview on this shit so I can talk my shit.
Oh, fuck my y'all. God.
Y'all all dropping shit? I'm dropping my shit too, nigga.
You feel me?
Yeah, nigga.
Well, what's yours, Q?
My shit not coming out till 2020, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
I dig it.
Let this nigga, yo, you know what I'm saying?
I dig it.
You know what I mean? Yeah, nigga.
Hell yeah.
This is Beats and Vibes.
This podcast. Is Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes.
Yo, Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes. Podcast. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yo, follow Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes podcast
on Twitter.
BRV podcast.
We on Twitter, man. We definitely on Twitter. We made it. You know what I'm saying?
You got beats, tracks. Hit the email beatsrhymesvibes@gmail.com. You already know, man. Fire seekers and real niggas over here, man. So don't send no draga.
Listen, man. Here. I already told you in the other episodes. If y'all sending me some whack shit, y'all not getting the
draga, please. No draga.
I'm saying, like, I will email you back and tell you personally, like, this shit is trash.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Don't even do it. But for the record, though,
yeah.
Like, I want to know what's next for Nivek. What's the big step for Nivek? It's 2017, you got a different mindset, so it's like, what you gonna do?
Alright, so, sorry to disappoint anybody out there, but until I feel like it's time, which I will, don't get it fucked up, there will be a project that will come out, you feel me? One day. You feel me?
That's
not too soon.
That's a perfect answer.
Not too soon, not too late, but right on time. You know what I mean? We're just dropping singles. You feel me? Singles, visuals for the singles.
So what you got out right now? Since you sold my singles.
Oh, well, right. That's the thing. I gave y'all a good dump on in 2016. You know what I mean? Definitely check on my SoundCloud, The Nevek. You know what I mean? NIVEKK. You know what I mean? Make sure you put 2 K's on that shit. The Nevek. You got about how many tracks I got up there? Probably like what, you six got, or something like that.
You got a couple.
Yeah, exactly. What I got? I got Hold These Niggas Back, Ready, Drug Free, Always In My Head, Rocky Road, and that's it. You know what I mean? So take those. You know what I mean? Show them around to your moms and shit, your grandmoms and shit.
And
you
niggas say, I'm foul.
You know what I mean?
I'm foul.
Just do that. Like, you know what I mean?
For the culture, man.
For the culture.
Hold on, hold on. For the vibes, make
shit,
man.
I mean, yeah, you digs? Like, for real. You know what I mean? I make that shit for niggas' moms to bump. You know what I mean?
And I'm rude.
Yeah.
And I'm rude, right?
Nah, this is real shit. That's it's real word. Shit. You know what I mean? So, boom. So niggas could hold on to that for like however long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what's next up, I do got a single coming out. You know what I mean? Single will be a visual, though. So, you know, pretty much I'll probably...
I'm looking forward into
that. Yeah, yeah. It will be on, like, Apple Music, you feel me? Fucking Spotify, all of that. I'm making sure I touch everything, you know what I mean? With this next release, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Definitely trying to get, you know, a little bit of residual off that shit, you know what I mean? Off that streaming.
And with the nice words. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, nigga, I'm been smart, bitch.
Oh, yeah, man. That's the problem, man. Niggas be thinking just because we young, we out here smoking weed, we out here talking that slang, talking like regular New Yorkers niggas. Yeah. We not out here hitting niggas with that dialect.
You know what I mean? Vocabulary. You gotta have it when you, you know what I mean? When you're an artist that's using words. Like, you know what I mean?
Not even as an artist.
Your vocab gotta be up.
Not even as an artist, just as a regular black man, man. As a black man, what they say, you gotta have 3 languages.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you gotta have 3 languages.
You gotta have that 1 language when you around your mom,
uh-huh.
When you at work, and when you with your niggas.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I like the way how he put it.
I like that. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, be respectful around your mom. Don't talk like how you talk around with your niggas. Yeah. You can't talk about the hoes and nothing like that. Y'all gotta talk on that level where y'all can vibe. And then when you with your niggas, yo, what's good, bro?
Exactly.
Filthy. Yeah. Filth.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, for the record, we gonna talk about Filthy. Now, Filthy.
Mm-hmm.
Filthy. It's like, yeah, that's your tag. You know what I'm saying? Like, Filthy, you came in with that filth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you came here, what year was it? Like, 2013? 2013. You started seeing Filthy shit, bro.
Yeah.
Then from there, we just carried the legacy of filthiness. You just...
Mm-hmm.
Well, technically...
Because that's just a great word to describe a lot of shit. You know what I mean? It's just a great word to describe it. You know what I mean? It's just how you say it. It's how you ling it, you know?
Yeah, facts. That lingo is hard, though.
You know, we got ling over this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, ain't no...
We got a dictionary.
Yeah, exactly. We ain't no boxes, baby. Like, you know, we talk shit.
Big
we
facts.
Talk our shit. You know what I mean? And it's just, hey, it's either you get it or you don't. It don't even fucking matter. You know what I mean? Because we still going to talk it no matter what. You know what I mean?
That's just the cool thing about being a New Yorker, period, because it's like, we'll come up with slang under 5 minutes and like we'll catch it. But you go out of town, we come up with some shit that only we'll comprehend. Don't niggas look at us
exactly.
Like,
huh? Exactly.
Huh?
What?
Exactly.
What?
Exactly.
But also to extend on that filthy talk, you know what I'm saying? Like the filth.
Yeah.
At one point, it was also part of my brand because, like, with the F and S, I was using that to, like, kind of merge codes and shit.
Okay.
I used that, like, Filthy and Swavy and shit like that. But then, like, you know, my mind always elevating and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But, you know, man, we still filthy, man.
Still filthy to the day we D,
you feel me?
Real tough. But, yeah, bro. But, yeah, you know what I mean? Top, definitely, probably top of February, somewhere in February, you know what I mean? Or maybe even March, you know what I mean? This single will drop and all that.
Yeah, whenever you're ready,
for everybody to snag up and love. You know what I mean?
We gotta get it. We gotta get
it. And that's what I was saying as far as earlier about the question that Q asked about like my most heartfelt song, I would say. You know what I mean?
You found
that
out?
That is the one right there. Special Feeling is the one. I mean, the title speaks for itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also, what Special Feeling meant in that song to me, definitely in a hook. When you hear the hook or whatever, I'm not gonna get too much out. But it's basically me describing waking up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and just having that go-getter, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a definitely push today mentality, you know what I mean? Because I know something is going to come out of this. You know, like, my thing, like, the day I woke up, right? And, like, how I met the nigga Wiz, like, that was pretty much, like, one of them days, you know what I mean? Because I was really on some, like, yo, today I'm going to accomplish something, you know what I mean? I didn't know what the fuck it was. I had like three. I had one demo on me. That was my last joint, like my last CD. I was like, yo, I'm gonna make this shit work today somehow. You know what I mean? It was a special feeling on some real shit. You know what I mean? So literally, I got on that A train, went all the way to the city. I'm just walking around the city, just roaming, my nigga. But mainly in downtown. You know what I mean? Mainly downtown. Pretty much by like High 97 and Power 105. I'm just making sure I go around that area, like OD, you feel me? And I just so happen to bump into a nigga from Fool's Gold. You know what I mean? That right there was already like a signal. I seen the nigga with the hat on. I'm like, come on. Not that many niggas is walking around here just rocking Fool's Gold like it's a clothing line. You know what I mean? Like, nah, this nigga got to be from there. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So boom, chopped it up with him. Next thing you know, he's telling me that his brother's like an A&R from there, some shit like that, a consultant or something. You know what I mean? So I'm like, word, I bet. He's like, yeah, man, I'll definitely take this. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? I'll show it to him today. I'm actually about to meet him. I'm like, all right, bet. Like, Gucci. So, you know what I mean? We chopped it up, exchanged numbers, all that shit. Went about my day. As I'm going, now I'm walking from, because pretty much this is by like 105.
Yeah.
So now I'm walking to High 97. This is a Dunkin' Donuts, always just chilling or whatever. So now I'm just out. You know what I mean? I'm just like wasting the rest of my day. Have my skateboard and shit. You know? So boom. As I'm walking over there, my nigga, I'm like two blocks away from High 97. And I just see like this figure. I can see like motherfucking, I got like 20-30, you know what I mean? My nigga, I can see very far. So I already seen the figure of this nigga and I knew it was him. I was like, oh, shit, what the fuck is going on? Boom. Went up, spoke to the driver nigga.
Yeah.
Like, yo, son coming back down, yada, yada. You know, he ain't want to really give me no info. He like, I don't know. I'm like, all right, whatever, nigga. I know he coming back down here because it's the only way niggas could leave. Like,
yeah.
Stupid. So anyway, yeah, nigga came back down or whatever, like a good couple minutes later. Nigga started walking up to me. Wasn't even like on some, like, yo, let's try to get away. This nigga was walking up to me like, yo, what's good? Like, you want a picture or something? Like, oh, shit, boy. Like, I ain't even say nothing to you yet. Like, you know what I mean? So, boom, snap a flick. I'm like, yo, any way I could get you material, yada, yada, you know what I mean, type shit. Like, yo, I can't really give you that, bro, but, like, you know what I mean? Matter of fact, follow me on the gram, you know what I mean? Tag me in the picture. I'm going to follow you back. I'm going to see what's good. I'm like, all right, bet, nigga, that's enough for me, don't worry. Like, yeah. He's like, yo, I'm going to see you around, right? I was like, hell yeah, definitely. He's like, all right, bet. You know what I mean? And then after that, you know what I mean? It's been history, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I ain't even going to give y'all them good-ass stories, hell, you know what I mean?
Word.
The ones out there. Y'all already heard them. My niggas already heard them here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But, But you know what I mean? Shit got crazy after that, you know what I mean? It showed me a different life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I elaborated so much on that just to say that Special Feeling, you know what I mean? It's really like, it just happens, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just happens, it just pops up, you know what I mean? And go with your intuition, you know what I mean? Whatever your body's telling you, whatever your mind is telling you, you know, that feeling of something.
Yeah.
It could be anything as far as like
you feel something, you feel bad about something, like something's about to go bad, or you feel like something's about to go good. You know what I mean?
That's either, that special feeling.
Either one, you follow them shits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't question that feeling, because the shit is telling, is there for a reason.
Always go with your gut, man.
Go with your gut, exactly. Go with your fucking gut.
Go with your gut feeling no matter what.
For real.
So, I need to know this. I really need to know this. What was your wackest track of all time? Like, something that was just pure garbage. You don't even appreciate it no more. Like, because, like, everything I heard from the Vec is fire.
Yo, you know, yo. I mean, I definitely got to say a lot of the old, my old shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That shit.
Yeah, shit that just didn't make the cut was definitely the trash, OD. You know what I mean? I never had, like, I mean, Yeah, because I wouldn't even kill myself like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just say, I honestly, I just didn't like the song or something like that. Like, afterwards, I just didn't like it. But the shit wasn't, like, trash, whack. You know what I mean? Like, because I ain't no trash, whack nigga. You know what I mean? So, it's like, nah. You know what I mean? I never had that crazy feeling, but... I've been disappointed in shit, like, damn, son, this shit is, nah, I fucking hate this shit, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just had that type of feeling, you know?
Yeah, man, I got that same question, and I had to say, like, yo, it was really back in, like, the old days when I just started and shit, like, I was rapping like how I'm talking.
Trying
and
to find your voice, you know what I mean? Like, all of that shit, yo, right now, like, you know what's crazy? Right now, I still, like... I don't feel like I found totally my voice, but I'm at least about like 60%, and that's good. That's a lot.
That's a startup, you know what I mean? Though. That's a lot. That's more than a startup. Yeah. Actually, that's like half.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
It's all part of your level up.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know what I mean?
And you're progressing at each day. Every time you're on the mic, you're progressing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like every chance you get, you just abuse the mic. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Just to challenge yourself.
Facts.
That's basically what it is, bro.
Facts.
Now... which project is your best project between VCR and Divine Intervention, and why?
I gotta say VCR.
Why is that?
Cause it was really what I wanted to do.
Yeah. It so was, you feel like Divine was something that controlled you?
Nah.
Forced you to do it.
You know what it was? Cause I was I was doing what was kind of. What was going on at the time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like...
Am I the president?
Yeah. No. You know what? I can't even say that. You know? I don't know. It was just something about it, bro.
Nigga, if you ask me, nigga, Divine Intervention about it. Deserves I can't some really plaques. Explain it.
Huh?
Divine Intervention deserves some plaques, bro.
Nah, definitely. Look. Definitely. No, I'm not saying I had fire on that shit. But the ones.
This is one of the fires playing right now.
Definitely. But it was certain shit that I was like, you know what? I shouldn't have put that on. Like, I ain't gonna front. If I could slim up Devon, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I would probably take off Everybody Knows. Ooh. And mind you, niggas, I know niggas love that shit. But it's just cause I don't know. I'm just so into.
Skeptical about it.
Yeah, I'm just so into the sound now. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's why I just gotta leave it there. You know what I mean? I gotta leave it in the past type shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know
what I mean?
Not even like reflect on it too much and shit.
Yeah.
You know, cause it'll make me wanna like change the fucking track list.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I hate shit like that.
Yeah. Man. So I'm like, yo, you know what? I don't even wanna think about this tape no more. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nah, at least just to myself. Like, you know what I mean? I don't even, like, I mean, I bumped it. I don't know when I bumped it, last time I bumped it, but you know what I mean?
That was my next question to you, actually. When was the last time you had to go back real quick and just listen to yourself and just say, yo, damn, like, I'm wicked. Like,
yeah,
I'm ill.
Yeah.
When was
the
last time?
Recently, it was Touch. I had to listen to Touch again, like, yo, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga, you do have these melodies. Like, you need to keep on exercising, you know what I mean? For real.
Yo.
Oh, I was gonna get into where, you know what I mean, where shit, cause I did have a hiatus point, you know what I mean?
What?
Yeah, I had a hiatus, you know, when I went ghost on shit, you know what I mean?
Oh,
I
yeah, pretty much went ghost.
or whatever.
The disappearance of Kev Light.
Yeah, and that's how the name disappeared. And that's funny because that's how the name changed. Right after, well, during or after?
Maybe after.
Before, right?
After.
Yeah,
after the disappearance, when you dipped off,
I came back
as an event.
Yeah, exactly.
The shit, yeah.
My nigga, so boom. You know what I mean? We can turn this shit down real quick. It's just real shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's about to finish.
All right, Gucci, Gucci.
Fuck about your tape, bro. Me and my niggas about to go plays. Matter of fact,
get danked up. Oh, shit. Wait, bro.
Oh, man.
Now I'm about to.
Hey.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
That was Nevek.
That was, you know what I mean? But boom, right? All right, so. Oh, man. When was this, though? This was like, beginning of last year, I think. Some shit. No. Mid last year. Pretty much, you know what I mean? What definitely tackles us and follows us. Or I would say through, you know, most of our mid-age years and shit like that. And beginning mid-age, you know what I mean? Like early.
Yeah.
Which is 20s and shit like that, you know. You know, we trying to figure out what the fuck we gonna do, you know what I mean? A lot of shit don't be going our way, you know what I mean? A lot of shit. This is pretty much the age where you get super tested. It's either gonna make or break you for the next, you know what I mean? For the next chapter, which is them 30s.
You either stay yourself or become sheep.
Exactly, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? I pretty much slipped into the depression type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We witnessed that.
Off of pretty much like shit just being unanswered.
Yeah.
You know,
that can really get to a lot of artists.
Yeah, shit getting unanswered, not feeling appreciated. You know, just not feeling your true worth.
Yeah,
facts.
You know, like just mad. Cause yo, honestly, most of my shit was, it was internal. It was like yo, like I seeing the whole thing. You know, when I was with Sun or whatever. You know, niggas is just judging off of flicks, right?
Yeah.
So off of flicks, not everybody on my dick. You know what I mean? Which the shit was real. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like I was photoshopping me with slime. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's really the homie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Type shit. But it's just like, yo, I'm talking about, like, DM going crazy. Now niggas want to do tracks with me. Now niggas want to, you know what I mean? Have me perform with them. Yo, bro, now niggas hollering at me for shows. Still trying to charge me. Some funny shit. Offering me shows, but still, yes, you just gotta sell like 10 tickets though. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, nigga? Like, shut the fuck up with all that, my nigga.
Number one, I think that's, you know what I mean? A dumb concept. And if you out here telling artists to sell tickets, you, my friends, should not be in business.
Exactly.
Or show business whatsoever.
Right.
Fuck you.
Fuck you niggas.
That's just a little scam for them niggas to eat too as well. You feel me?
Yeah.
And them niggas ain't gonna make it in a lifestyle.
Real niggas, throwing shows and stuff like that and putting artists on the bill know how to sell out venues and stuff like that. So they not worried about that. They
shout
just gotta
out to
pull
NWP.
Up. You know, yeah. Shout out to No Week parties.
That's a fact. That's
exactly.
One person.
So you feel me? So,
you know what I'm saying?
So yeah. it was all of that shit just in abundance. You know what I mean? Just coming at me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Niggas, and I'm just seeing through it. I'm just seeing the fakery, the fuckery. You know? So that was another thing that I definitely didn't feel appreciated. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I'm not saying like I'm like some nigga. You know what I mean? Like I like
we human.
Like I, yeah, like but also I'm like I'm not saying that like. Niggas is supposed to or niggas have to, but it's like, don't come to me with the fake shit. Like,
that's a fact.
At least,
absolutely.
Like, nigga, just like the picture and keep it pushing. Don't be DMing me talking about you want to do a track now and all this shit. Like it was just mad fuckery going on. Now niggas, all of a sudden, niggas is managers. Yo, bro, you need a manager, yada, yada. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, where was y'all niggas when... When something dropped, like, you know what I mean? Where was y'all? Huh? Oh. No, crickets, my nigga. You feel me?
Yeah.
Son, that shit was crazy,
know,
bro.
And you know what's crazy about that crazy. Shit? Crazy. That yeah, around that same time, you had dropped the track. You had dropped the track around that time, and I remember that track too because I was away. I was in Canada and shit, and you had said some shit, and he was like, "Fuck niggas never going to post my shit and all that shit." Like,
bro,
that.
Oh man, yeah, what's the name of that shit? You did. Yeah, damn, that shit was hard.
Yeah,
kicking your door with my news. Pop for the shot. Damn, son, what? Oh, fuck everybody that seen my shit when I sent it, but ain't retweet my shit. Fuck everybody that. Well, damn, it was such a like that
quote my shit. And you think they need them
Yeah.
Because niggas get that same feeling over here, man.
Every day,
you know what I mean? We like, feel like,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, like, yo, that shit was crazy, bro. So, after a while, I was like, yo, you know what? Let me just work on music, you know what I mean? And
yeah, fall back.
Yeah, fall the fuck back, you know what I mean?
Niggas but only yo, love you when it's lit.
But what's crazy is, like, at the same time, I felt like I was kind of there, because, like, yo, like, I'm, you know what I mean? I'm with Slime, you know what I mean? And I'm finessing out here like a motherfucker, going to all these spots, you know what I mean? Meeting people and shit like that. Oh, yeah, I do this, I do that. Like, just mad shit. Like, I'm just everybody hanging on. Yeah, everybody do something, yada, yada. You know what I mean? So, now I'm, like, I'm trying to utilize the plugs and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Basically.
Reaching out the niggas or whatever. You know what I mean? Now nobody's answering. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? You know what I mean? So.
Nobody's who they say they are.
Yeah, sure. Man. So, after a while, you know what I mean? I had to do a lot of reflecting. So, I had to listen to my shit. Over and over again, you know what I mean? I started listening to VCR heavy, you know what I mean? Divine Intervention heavy. Real shit. This is when my own shit helped me, mm-hmm. like, help revive me. Because I started listening to all these new niggas, and I listened back to my shit, and I was like, all right, you know what, nigga, you good. Like,
exactly,
nah, you good,
exactly.
Nigga.
Exactly. That's
don't
one
worry
thing.
About it. Don't
as
worry
an
about
artist,
it.
My nigga. I be going through the worst slumps ever, my nigga. And then it's like the music out now kind of keeps that depression going. And then it's like I listen to, like, you know, D-Triller shit. Yeah. I listen to my shit. And I just be like, yo. And then I think back to that promise I got embedded inside myself that, yo, regardless of whatever goes down, it's going to happen for me, my nigga.
Exactly.
I took too many L's in life to just say fuck this shit now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. That's a fact. That's a fact.
So it's all or nothing. So regardless of whatever, niggas is gonna be stuck with it.
Yeah, regardless, you feel me? So once I seen these niggas, you know what I mean, arising and all that, I seen all these niggas come up. Like, nigga, I was backstage with, you know what I mean? I'm in the room with Wiz and shit. You know what I mean? Nigga Uzi come up to me like, yo, what's good, fam? Yada yada, you know what I mean? Regular shit, like, niggas is, we all vibing out the music and shit, you know what I mean? Smoking, all of that, you know what I mean? Yeah. Regular shit, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now son doing his thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, this shit is nothing. Yo, like, you know what I mean? It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of patience. It's just a matter of really,
yeah, man, that,
staying on your shit. You
that's
know
one
man?
Thing I learned too. I stopped putting a time frame on my success, though. I know it's gonna happen for me if I just stay on my grind, because I know my shit ain't whack.
Exactly. Yo, and the funny part is, I didn't even know who the fuck Uzi was at that time. Nigga passed me the blush, said it up to me, all I didn't know who the fuck he was.
Now look,
you know what I mean? But that just shows you, like, you know
bro,
what I mean?
Bro.
This shit is, you know what I mean?
Bro.
This shit is possible,
before I fucking forget, my nigga. Tell him about the fucking time when you made it on TMZ, jeez.
Oh.
Nigga thought he was about to step out and don't bring that shit up?
You
cannot go nowhere until you tell the people about this story. Like, what's good?
You know what I mean? I mean, shit, I'm the finesse god. You know what I mean? That's just all it is. I'm the fucking finesse god, my nigga. You know what I mean? G-O-D is right here. You know what I mean?
It's all
the
good,
finesse is right here. But you know what I mean? When it comes to that other type of finessing, I'm the god.
This guy
shit,
right
man.
Here.
For real, man.
I'm on my...
I done been a part of the finesse with this man.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Wait, that poster right there. Yeah, exactly, exactly. Just tell my nigga DZ, like, yo, come on, my nigga, just go. We went to the nigga. We was like, yeah. I told the nigga, I'm like, yo, they said we gotta go in there to get our tickets. He was like, all right, just come on. My nigga fuck just went straight in, just right like in that.
Bitch started turning
exactly.
Up.
When really, we was at the fucking ticket booth, and I told him we were supposed to get the tickets from inside. So it's like, yo,
fucking we, dickhead.
Like, yo, that nigga's a moose, son. Like, we dead just finessed him crazy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Stupid. But, yo, it was the same shit pretty much, like, you know what I mean? Nigga Trav, he just bugged out on son. We're calling him ASAP and shit like that. Now, mind you, this ain't a spot that I'm really, like, I ain't really had a pull in. Like, I wasn't on the list and no shit like that. I was just like, yo, fuck it, like, I'm pulling up and getting them one way or another. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, pretty much, that nigga came out. That nigga said, called him ASAP or some shit. The nigga turned around, bugged on him. And when the nigga turned back around, he just walked in. Nigga, I just walked in right behind him, son. Simple as that, my nigga. Simple as that. Because I ain't going... Because that's the thing, like, prior shit, you know what I mean, that I couldn't get in, Trav actually got me in them shits. Like,
yeah.
Literally, you know what I mean? Yo, bro, they not letting niggas in, bro. They not letting Ragers in this motherfucker, like, for real. Nigga, like, word? Like, what? Nigga, come on. I got you. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Real shit. Like, you know what I mean? That's one nigga I definitely...
But the,
like,
thing about...
100, hold on. Yeah. That's one nigga I really respect, like, on some, like, if you there for him, he gonna make sure you be there for him, you know what I mean, yeah. Type shit. And I, it's vice versa, because I'm the same type of nigga, you know what I mean? Like, if I was in this position, I'd carry that same exact energy, because it's real shit. It's like, yo, I know how these bougie motherfuckers are in these spots, or, because it was a club, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I want my real fans or real niggas that really, you know what I mean, really fuck with my shit, you gotta be in here, no matter what. I don't give a fuck who's saying what. You ain't on no list. I don't care. You getting in here. I'm getting you in here myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the type of shit he on. You know what I mean? Still to this day, like, you know what I mean? Niggas ain't changed. And that's what I fuck with about him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, God. It's just,
nah, but the thing about Travis Scott is that he's the type of person that really makes sure his fans is good. You know what I'm saying? I was just agreeing to what you were saying.
Yeah.
Because he's the type of person, like, yo, if it doesn't go my way, I ain't doing this.
Yeah, I ain't doing this shit. Exactly. You see that shit. He be bugging on security.
So it's in the blood, V.
Yeah.
Like, that nigga just not with it. Like, yo, yeah. Don't touch the fan's hand. Like, you see this nigga wilding, cursing the security guard.
He be cursing niggas out in auto-tune.
Exactly. Yeah, like, what the fuck?
I'll suck the fucking shit out of you.
Yeah, he be like, nah, real, I can't. Man. I'm done.
But it's like, yo, and if you... Like, honestly, if your favorite artist doesn't do that shit for you, honestly...
You ain't shit to them.
You shouldn't, yeah.
You shouldn't be a fan of that nigga.
Yeah, you shouldn't be a fan of that nigga,
and
honestly.
And unfollow him on Twitter.
Dead ass. All of that shit. Because these niggas, you putting bread into these niggas' pockets. Like, you paying, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You really investing into these niggas. Like, you know what I mean? So for them not to at least, you know what I mean, look out for you in some type of way. You know what I mean? Because exactly. You are a consumer. You the reason why this nigga's rich.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
he has to
take a picture.
He helped you put bread in your pocket.
Exactly. That's
so
why
you
like
keep doing this job.
Exactly. That's why like niggas like Bieber, which I ain't gonna front that. I mean, nah, motherfuckers do be wilding on that nigga.
Yeah,
a bit. You know what I mean? Especially these
unnecessary
little,
shit to
especially these little bitches. These little bitches really be doing too much. You know what I mean? If you come up to a nigga calm. That, my nigga, that's how I approach, like, every celebrity, my nigga. Like, to the point where they don't even feel too much like a celebrity when I approach them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's more like, yo, what's good, my G? Like, you know what I mean? Because I'm coming to niggas, I'm looking into your eyes. Yo, you know what I mean? Real shit. Like, yo, bro, I really fucked with your shit. Like, on some real, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Whatever I got to say to a nigga, you know what I mean? I'm looking you dead in your eyes, straight face. Not being no funny guy, no starstruck shit, nothing, my nigga. It's real shit. You a human just like me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we there's a connection. I fuck with your shit, OD. You know what I mean? Why can't everybody just have that type of energy, like calm shit? You know what I mean?
Because niggas can't be hoes.
My nigga, I'm talking about like I done been in there. I done been in there with nigga dapped up Bieber, all of that. Like,
yeah.
Man, I'm sorry, no. Bieber back. Whoa, pause. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bieber, because it's a tongue twister. OG. Yeah. Bieber dapped me. Like straight, like I'm in Trav section. This is the same night. It's the shit I finessed.
Oh, okay.
I was in Trav section type shit. Nigga just came up. Yo, what's good? What's good? Like, what up? What up? You know what I mean? Regular shit. I didn't get no shock value through my body or some shit like that. Like these motherfuckers, you know what I mean? It was, what's good? You know what I mean? Straight right out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Done been in there with Rihanna. You know what I mean? Bumped into Kendall. Kendall behind me. You know what I mean? I bumped into her. Oh, shit. Look. Oh. I'm like, yo, my fault, baby. She like, no, that's fine. That's fine. I'm like, oh, shit. Man. I'm like, yo, that... Well, I ain't call her baby. I'm sorry. I didn't call her baby. But I was like, my fault. You know what I mean? She was like, no, that's fine. That's fine.
This man was one drink away from becoming a Jenner.
Yeah. Yeah, he was about to get another drink of that Hennessy. Gone. Like, yo, Kendall, come here.
We would have woke up, saw this nigga on Snapchat.
TMZ again, bro. Again, like, yo. Navek and Kylie Jenner.
He eating dinner with Ye.
You know what? Can I get a what?
You know what I mean?
What?
Crazy, bro. Crazy, bro. That shit was wild. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A nigga done seen some shit, you know what I mean? And it molded me to who I am now, bro. Like,
yes.
You know what I mean? To where, like, none of that shit word. Even. Yo, I seen it already. I got a taste of it, you know what I mean? It's cool, it's nice, you know what I mean? But until you're actually there and you're the nigga of the night, you're just another nigga in the room. And that's not my steez. I don't want to be just another nigga in the room. I want to be the light. You know what I mean? I want to be shining in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm the nigga. Like, yeah, you came in for me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, real shit. You know what I mean? Like, or you know exactly who I am.
Yeah.
And you want to be near me because the wave is here. You know what I mean? For real. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that just triggered my mind, OD, bro. Just being around these motherfuckers. You know what I mean? And I'm getting that drift. That's the funny part. Like, I'm talking about, like, like full conversation with SZA. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Full conversation with SZA, bro. Talking about sushi. She telling me all the spots she fuck with out here, yada yada. I'm like, yo, like I'm really like nowhere near in your position. You know what I mean? And it's just so ill that, like, you know what I mean? We're just chatting like this, you feel me? Cause I like nobody else would get this shit out of you, not even your own fans. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'm not even a fan like that. I just fuck with your shit. You know what I mean? But it's just me being. You know what I mean? I'm in Trav section. You know what I mean? So I'm just catching the drift. You know what I mean?
Get a whiff of that life.
Yeah, and I'm an outgoing nigga. I'm not no oddball. I'm not no stiff nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when you, what's popping? What's good? Like everybody here having a good time. You know what I mean? I ain't no. Yeah. I put that energy, bro. I put that energy into everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to do it, man. When you're out there with the people, you just stay cool and just vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Fit in. Man, just live life to the fullest. Say what you want. Do what you want. It don't fucking matter.
Big facts.
It don't matter, bro. It really don't matter, son, because, like, you... Never promised tomorrow. It's just that simple.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Tomorrow's never promised.
That ass, my nigga. That's what I be saying. Niggas is impatient, and I don't got no time to be sitting down waiting on anything to fucking happen because niggas can fucking die tomorrow, my
exactly.
nigga.
Exactly. You could die tomorrow, and on top of that, like, you could die tomorrow, right? And tomorrow, you're another day older. You feel me?
Exactly.
So, you know what I mean? Keep on getting days older. Next thing you know, your ass is 30.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? With nothing to offer.
Exactly. That's why you gotta.
You know what I mean? Nothing
now.
To offer at all. You know what I mean?
Start doing shit now before it's too late.
Before it's too fucking late, my nigga. This age right here, these 20s are the 20s is the ones that's supposed to have you set for your 30. When you're 30, you finishing up, and then when you're 40, you're retired. You Gucci. You know what I mean?
Like a 3-year plan.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. 40, you're supposed to be super retired. Maybe not even super retired, but super comfortable.
Like, around your 40s.
Life is super comfortable. 40s,
life changing.
You know what I mean?
Nah, but hold on.
Yeah.
Around your 40s, you should have that direction that
most
you
of your
retire.
Goals should be accomplished by 40.
Yeah, exactly.
The majority of your goals. You know what I mean? On some real shit.
40s, you're supposed to, like, literally, like, a little bit slow down. Just slow down just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because you're already at that age where you know, you still can move. You still manage to do shit. Exactly. Because you want to.
Exactly.
You can be your own boss. You can sit in your fucking crib and get paid.
Exactly.
Retirement checks.
Exactly.
Because you already did it.
Exactly. At 40, you shouldn't be getting up to work. You should be getting up to exercise.
Yeah, chill. Just enjoy, you feel me? The weather.
You're supposed to be getting up
go
to just
walk or something,
water your grass. Feet, you know what I mean? Take your dog for a walk. At like 8 o'clock, eight to like 10 o'clock. You know what I mean? You're supposed to be doing shit like that. Yeah. Then from 11 on, you know what I mean? Cook your family some you know what I mean?
Breakfast.
Whatever. Yeah, this is a nice summer day, you feel me?
Exactly.
Cook your family some breakfast, you know what I mean?
Get out there, amusement park.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Go whatever. Carry on with your day. You're not supposed to be working.
Stop by the ice cream truck, go buy you some ice cream.
Yeah, real shit.
Italian ices, the rainbow, the $3.
Yeah, $3.
But you hit but that's the thing, you just hear all this good shit at 40.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You hear how comfortable that sound? That sounds super good, comfortable.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Wonderful, yeah.
It's not like that for everybody.
It's
for
not.
For the majority. You know what I mean?
Because they follow a system.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because this is the thing. Like, when we was brought up, we was always brought up to become one of the next zombies. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Be the next doctor, next lawyer, or whatever. We was never taught to be yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We was never taught that way. We only found our own direction to become who we want to become.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's beautiful, bro. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Sometimes through other people, sometimes through TV, sometimes through
mm-hmm.
a lot of shit, you know, just life.
But yo, we're very fortunate to be in the generation we are. We got a lot of information that mm-hmm. we can just gather by the click of a finger,
mm-hmm.
you know? Shit, what? Just how we was grown, period.
Yeah,
exactly. We're just thinkers. Mm-hmm. We have the thinker's mind, the indigo children, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what we was blessed with. See, we wasn't the crack babies and no shit like that. We wasn't
born
in the 80s.
We was raised in the
90s. You know what I mean? I mean, I ain't gonna front. Some of the 90 babies are still, you know, whatever their parents did and shit like that. But for the most part, you know what I mean? We came at a good
fucking
time.
Nigga, we was
time.
Around when Backstreet Boys was out, nigga.
Oh, God.
Forget the pop culture, man. This is the whole baby boomer millennial.
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I understand that whole shit too. Because like, yo, you'll be surprised at like how radical this generation is. And like,
it's a fucking twister.
We all on some shit. You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
It's not just us.
Yeah. Exactly. It's not just us, bro. It's not just us. You know what I mean? And yo, It's just the beauty of it, man. We gotta make the most of what we got. And what we have is a lot of shit, bro.
Yeah.
For the fact that we have the internet, this is the best shit ever created besides...
In our generation.
It's a gift and a curse.
Yeah. It's a gift and a curse, exactly. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Of
definitely.
Course, it definitely, definitely is. I totally agree
definitely.
With that.
But I'm just saying, for what we do, it's super beneficial, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about the fact that we can get a response to a motherfucker on the other side. I'm talking about like the sun is not even up where he's at, and he can still get a notification of our shit. You know what I mean? Some
exactly.
type of way
it's,
on some
it's
crazy
so,
shit.
It, like, and
you
it's
know
so
mean?
Crazy because like we sending it to people who's ahead of us, and we sending it to people
who's
behind us.
Exactly.
It's so crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably doing that shit, sending it to people that's forward.
Yeah, exactly. We could just pass messages.
I remember.
You know what I mean?
I remember Pat Pusat said, "We don't need no fucking label no more. Like, we basically doing this shit ourselves. We
exactly.
the ones uploading our shit. We the ones designing our artworks.
Yep."
We the ones doing all that shit.
There's no point for it.
What the fuck we need a budget for? Niggas still need some money, you know, whatever. Niggas gonna get that. Don't worry about that.
Exactly.
That's a given. But regardless of whatever, this gen is good when it comes to all of that shit.
Yeah.
And that's why everything is crumbling the way it's crumbling.
Exactly. Exactly. And as far as with these services now too. Like with SoundCloud and YouTube, like now it was to the point where niggas actually, you know what I mean? You just like the label would do, pay some motherfuckers to promote your shit or whatever, you could come out right out your fucking pocket. You know what I mean? There's no labels no more, bro. You don't need no labels no more. You could actually utilize the fucking platforms and get a huge response out of it. You know what I mean? You could pay these niggas to promote your shit on SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking YouTube now.
Hell
too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just don't want however much, you know what I mean? Your budget is, and they work with you.
That shit is awesome, son.
Big facts.
For real. Now, all you got to do is sell your merch to your motherfucking followers.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean?
And that's where you make your...
And now,
yo,
look,
we giving y'all motherfucking jewels, gems, keys to life in this motherfucker, man. I told y'all, man, we talking shit, but listen, man. Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes podcast, dog. Mm-hmm. You don't get this type of combo anywhere else, man. The motherfucking nice. Legend, the young legend, the vet.
Aspiring. All those titles, I'm aspiring.
Oh, yeah.
I'm aspiring, but I'm super humbled by them.
I'm saying that to say this, man. Free tax, man.
Yeah,
why?
Free tax, man.
Because he said some shit. Be like, we got to really cherish our people while they're here.
Oh, yeah.
Why do we cherish people when they die? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's a fact.
So, this man here is a young legend. I let that nigga know that shit all the time. You know what I'm saying? Because I never know when I'm going to see this nigga again. Or I don't know when he'll see me again.
Exactly.
So I got to let that nigga know that shit.
Exactly.
Every day I call the nigga, I let that nigga know. Like, yo, bro, you're inspiring, my nigga. You a legend.
Exactly.
You're saying we want you to stay here in this game for a long time, my nigga. Because there's a lot of niggas that's watching you. And there's a lot of kids that's really, like, inspired by you and want to do the things you did. You
and there's a bunch of niggas out here putting out traga.
Yeah, facts.
And you the
facts.
Key to their hearts. So if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to get them inspired. Those are going to be the same people that's going to be at your shows, buying your merch, trying to be on the line, trying to get an autograph from you. You know what I'm saying? Get a good quote from you or something. That's touching. So that's love right there.
You might be the reason somebody rap.
You might be the reason you save somebody, bro.
Yeah.
Honestly, you save a lot of people, bro.
Yeah,
bro.
Because, I tried my best to keep that message, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that, like I said, special feeling coming soon. You feel me? The next single.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I mean? You know what?
I'm just happy that you really came by over here to the podcast.
Yeah, bro. I got you. I got you, bro.
You're our first guest.
Hell,
it's like, dude.
Look, man.
Dude, man.
You know what I mean?
Big facts.
We're going to do another one, too.
Oh, so you coming back?
We're going to do another one when I drop Special Feeling. You know what I mean?
Yeah?
So
we're getting the drop.
He's coming back.
Yeah, I you know what? I'll fuck around and premiere it on here.
Oh, shit. Yo, I'm honored, son. What you mean? Hell yeah. Premiere that shit over here, bro.
We getting the first one. Right, we getting the world premiere.
Wow, yo.
Motherfucking Nevex special feeling on episode.
Yo, I'm fucking.
Whatever it is.
I'm honored, bro. Yo, give me a hug.
I got you, bro.
You see how I just pooty tamed you niggas? You see how I just pooty tamed you motherfuckers? I said episode whatever, nigga.
For real.
I don't know, but Nevex say he coming back. I'm taking your word for that.
I'm definitely taking your word.
This is the Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes podcast. Follow us on Twitter, BRV podcast. Follow DFNS. DZ Finesse, DOE.
Mm-hmm.
Follow Nevek at
The Nevek, TheNivekk.
You motherfucker.
All that shit.
That's your Twitter?
He Nevek. It's Twitter. HENIVEKK. That's Twitter. And then The Nevek is on Instagram.
Exactly.
TheNivekk.
Yeah,
I'm bugging.
See, I knew it was a bug.
See, Q know his shit. You know what I mean?
My social medias,
what is
Twitter, Q_TNA.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, Q_TNA.
Yes, sir.
Snapchat, Q_TNA. Yo, man, it's
Snapchat, FNSD.
It's still the same, bro.
Yeah.
Everything's the same. That's why I'm a ill nigga. Everything's the same, bro.
Nah, but on the real low, who sucking dick?
Dead ass, son.
As far as the hoes?